Many people who live in the Charlotte area came here from somewhere else. That's certainly no surprise. Census Bureau reports and other studies in the last decade have confirmed Charlotte is one of the most popular cities to relocate to. And one of those newcomers is joining me in the studio. It's WFAE's Tasneem Shamma. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you're from New York, right?
I am. I'm from New York City, but I moved here from Washington, D.C. And you moved here maybe a month before I did in July, right?
I did. I'm from Wilmington, but I moved here from Asheville. And we have another transplant in the newsroom. WFAE's newest reporter, Ben Bradford, drove a U-Haul truck down from New York just a few weeks ago. It really feels like people are moving here every day. And Charlotte's a great place, isn't it?
It is. It's awesome. I mean, I live a few minutes away from the Charlotte Motor Speedway, so seeing my first NASCAR race was really an experience.
I remember you actually turned that experience into a feature we aired a few months ago.
Yeah, and I enjoyed it so much that we decided to share more of my adventures as a Charlotte newcomer in a podcast. We're calling it A Trifling Place. Julie Rose actually suggested the title. You'll hear why in just a minute.
And Tasneem has brought a preview of the podcast with her this morning. It's the first installment, and we call it Where Are You From? Let's listen.
President George Washington called Charlotte a trifling place. That's how our first president described the city during a visit in 1791. But it's certainly changed since then. Welcome to A Trifling Place, a podcast dedicated to exploring the ins and outs of Charlotte. In a city like Washington, D.C., the first question the person sitting next to you on the metro might ask is, what do you do? In Charlotte, sitting next to you at the DMV office, it's probably, where are you from? I'm Tasneem Shamma, and I'm from New York City. I joined WFAE in mid-August, and I've got a few questions about the Queen City. But if I asked my neighbors, why is Charlotte's downtown called Uptown? We'll address that identity crisis in a future podcast. They might not know the answer, because they might also be new to Charlotte. So that's where this podcast comes in. We're going to talk to people who know the city like the back of their hand, and can teach us a thing or two about Charlotte. Let's start with the obvious. Charlotte has seen explosive growth. It's not your great-grandfather's city. Today, it boasts close to 800,000 people, more than double what it was just 30 years ago. Just last year, between the middle of 2010 and 2011, U.S. Census figures show that 20,000 more people chose to call Charlotte home. The Charlotte Chamber of Commerce even devotes a big part of their website to a section called Newcomers. You've either just moved to Charlotte or you're considering it, their website says. The good news is that most Charlottians aren't from here either. I wandered around Uptown Charlotte to get a flavor of where other people had moved from.
Taryn Abram from Somerset, New Jersey, and Lawrenceville, Georgia.
Brittany Wells, Ben Morey from Dayton, Ohio.
Shonda Alsey, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Gail Granum, I'm from New York.
My name is Anamawa Zaga, California, Ethiopia.
I'm Michelle Hurd, Atlanta, Georgia.
Maggie Avila, Chicago, Illinois,
and Mexico City.
My name is Mamadou, from New York, the Bronx.
Angela Hagler,
Ames, Iowa.
Some of these people say they consider Charlotte their hometown after living here for 4 years or 30 years. But I did find some people born and raised in Charlotte. Two, in fact, sitting next to each other waiting for the bus on North Tryon Street in Uptown.
Janice Moore, Northeast.
Lazarus Brown, West Charlotte.
All of the people I stopped on the street spoke about tremendous growth. Here's how Priscilla Rankin remembers what it looked like in the 60s.
When I first came to Charlotte, there were houses along Church Street. And of course, we didn't have the high rises when I came here.
Intrigued? Well, stick with us. I'm really looking forward to exploring Charlotte. And like the Charlotte Chamber of Commerce says, you're probably a newcomer too. Explore Charlotte with me in this podcast. We'll visit different neighborhoods and try to answer the questions that you were curious about too when you first moved to Charlotte.
Well, Tasneem, I'm definitely intrigued.
Thanks, Duncan. You can find the podcast at WFAE.org, on iTunes, and our mobile apps.
And we'll be airing some of the episodes on the radio. WFAE's Tasneem Shamma, a Charlotte newcomer and host of our new podcast, A Trifling Place. Thank you.
Thank you.